Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business. So should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
But we go to Dalton Risner. Dalton, I'm calling you our Super Bowl correspondent. Are you all right with that title just for this interview?
That sounds good to me, fellas. I'll take it.
All right, so as our correspondent making observations for your time there in Miami, let me start here. Did you go to the Super Bowl at any point during your college career at all for any reason?
No, I've never been in a Super Bowl city. Been in a Super Bowl city, so no, sir.
So what'd you think? What were your impressions? What caught your attention?
Yeah, honestly, unreal. Well, it's really cool because Special Olympics, I've been working with closely ever since college, and they flew me out and took care of my airfare and my stay there. So that was really a blessing and a cool opportunity to represent them. But it was crazy. You know, it made me want to be out there so bad. You know, I'm not going to lie, I'm tilted over the Chiefs. So seeing the Chiefs stuff everywhere was bugging me. I wish the Broncos stuff was up. You know, I saw teammates of mine. I was seeing guys from across the league, you know, at Radio Row. I was seeing, you know, actors, people like that, you know, all sorts of people. It was just crazy. And the city was shut down. Roads were closed. It was unreal, an unreal experience. And all I can help but think was that, that's what we got to do again for Broncos country.
Who from the Broncos was out there with you?
You know, I saw Brandon McManus out there. I saw Shelby Harris. I know Von Miller is out there. I know Drew Locke just got out there. I'm sure there's a lot more guys than that, but that's just kind of some of the guys that I ran into and saw.
Did you get on the horse with Von Miller and be part of the Old Spice commercial?
I did it, man. I did it. That's his endorsement. Old Spice doesn't want nothing to do with the big line.
I mean, what's up with that?
With Old Spice on.
Us linemen smell way worse than Von, you know? Like we could use that.
I know. I think Old Spice says we give up. Well, I think Old Spice can't even save you guys. I don't know. That must be it.
Was there a moment where you said, oh, man, this is it. This is what we left on the table this year. There's another, maybe a couple other levels for us to get to.
Yeah, of course. You know, that happened during the season. You know, I told people all year how good of a team I thought we were, and I knew we were. You know, ending 4-1 through, beating some high-quality teams. You know, we got a great thing going on in Denver. You know, I love the situation we're in. I love the coaches we have. I know that, you know, saying we had one of the better seasons we've had in a few years isn't saying a lot when you go 7-9, but we're building something special. We got the right guys in that locker room. I guarantee that. And I'm so excited to get back to work next year. I'm going to make sure I enjoy some of the offseason and get my body and my mind refreshed and go again. But I'm already licking my chops after being in Super Bowl week. I want to be back there a year from today, that's for sure.
You know, Dalton, okay, how about this? At what point, and you played a ton as a rookie, you started from the get-go, and it was awesome. At what point did you feel during your rookie year, I got this, I belong here, I'm good?
You know, I don't know, it's kind of a hard question. I don't want to come across the wrong way. The only reason I'm going to say this is because Mike Munchak just prepared me so damn well. You know, I had 5 weeks of camp, and I had five weeks of preseason. I think it was like 8 or 9 weeks before I actually played, plus of all OTAs, which we took very seriously and went extremely hard. So during that Raiders game, you know, when we were picking up twists, they were trying to do 3-man twists inside. We were running the ball. I was going against Jonathan Hankins, a 350-pounder. You know, I'm going against their first-round pick, Farrell from Clemson. Mm-hmm. And I truly feel like just in that game, man, I just like, man, I can do this.
First game of the year.
I'm not going to say that. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say that there were games this year, you know, where I'm playing Khalil, going, line up against Khalil Mack a few reps, or going against Calais Campbell for the Jags. I wasn't nervous and was wondering how I was going to do, but I knew that I belonged in the league after the first game. And that's a huge credit to Munchak and how well he prepared me. And, you know, I'm not trying to say that to make myself look better. You know, I definitely felt like I had a good feel for it after the first game.
I just know that, Tyler, was a different process for you, right?
Yep, it took me some time. Yeah, I mean, it took me some time. You know, I played 8 years, but I didn't really feel like I came into my own until late in my second year, probably even my third year personally. You know, Dalton?
Exactly. And I respect the heck out of Tyler. And honestly, what I feel like might happen to me, you know, like next year, I can picture myself talking to you guys and saying, well, shoot, I thought I knew where I was at, but now I feel like I'm really coming into who I am, and I'm playing at a whole different level. So, I mean, I would hope that would happen. I don't want to get complacent and
and you guys know, Tyler knows better than even me. You know, I have a lot to improve on. I can be a lot better in a lot of ways.
Oh, well, listen, buddy. I mean, trust me, if you come into your own in year two or year three, I can't wait to see what that looks like, because absolutely an incredible year, and not blowing smoke. Hey, Dalton, this is definitely not a trap. I understand the difficulties of a question like this as a player, but what was going on in your mind when you heard that Rich Cangarello was let go?
You know, I had heard some rumors that there was a little bit of turmoil between, you know, maybe him and coach, or they didn't get along. I had no idea. You know, I just had heard that from media members. You know, I don't really talk about that or get into that with my teammates. So, I mean, I had a lot of respect for Coach Cangarello. I had no problem with him this year. It's my first year in the league, so I wasn't really being very critical. I'm just a player out in there doing exactly what I can do as a player to get paid and make sure I can do the best for the team. So, I mean, I was bummed. You know, I thought that we could build something with him here in Denver, and obviously the staff thought otherwise. I don't know who decided to let him go, but I'm also the player that's like, hey, okay, who's next up in line? You know, so Coach Cangarello, we're listening to this. I hope he knows I have the utmost respect for him. I enjoyed my relationship with him, but Pat Shermer's in there now, and he's my new offensive coordinator, and he's the guy leading the ship. So now we gotta go underneath him and see what he wants to do and kick some ass underneath him, you know?
All right, we appreciate your time, Dalton. What is your biggest, oh, wow, I'm at the Super Bowl moment? Like, you're standing next to who, or you're seeing what, or like, man, wow.
Oof, man, I would just say, you know, being out in Miami, I'm a landlocked kid, right? Wiggins, Colorado, to Manhattan, Kansas, to Denver, Colorado. I know what a lake looks like, but not an ocean. So being out there on Miami Beach, seeing the ocean, seeing all the fans, being at the airport, seeing the surge, seeing the roads close down. You know, I ran into a bunch of Broncos. I mean, I saw Mark Schlereth up there. I saw all sorts of guys. I saw the Griffin brothers, the twins, you know, Baker Mayfield's up there. So I'm not big into – I'm sure I walked by a ton of famous actors. I have no idea. Like, some person was like, hey, this lady right here sings Despacito. I'm like, okay, I have no idea who she is. I'm bad. Just the whole scenery up there, man, it was awesome, you know. So I think just kind of the whole week, I'd say being at the convention center kind of made it sink in a little bit. But really just getting out and driving in Miami, walking around and just seeing everyone there, seeing the stadium like that was like, wow, like this is actually Super Bowl week.
Did you do any radio row stuff? Did you participate in that?
Yeah, I did. I did a ton of interviews. Yeah, I did probably 4 or 5 hours of it yesterday.
Because I know you have far down the line maybe an interest in that department, right?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. I'm sure with some of your questions you guys asked me on here, you're like, dude, that was supposed to be a 5-second response and you went off.
No, that's why we love you. No. But that must have been kind of an interesting process for you as well, right? To sort of, whoa, like,
look at this. I loved it. You know, it was a lot like Big 12 media days. Big 12 media days, we'd go down and the whole Big 12 would meet, and as captains, we'd do media all day. Right. You just go from interview to interview. So it was a little more busy at Radio Row, but really, really similar, man. Yeah. You know, the interviews were easy, kind of just, you know, on the surface stuff, nothing too crazy. I was a Kansas State guy, so a lot of the Chiefs guys grabbed a hold of me because they knew me from there in Kansas. But, yeah, it was really cool, and I don't know if I'd ever want to be a reporter, but coaching or maybe being a broadcaster, I can see myself in the future.
Wait, are you rooting for the Chiefs?
Oh, hell no.
All right, this is the Kansas connection.
I'm doing my off season out here in Kansas City because my girlfriend's out here, but I can't stand the Chiefs. Okay. Don't get it twisted for 1 second.
All right, very good. Very good.
If I remember correctly, you were the one that kind of initiated the Buzz Lightyear celebration, and so I got to admit, I did have one disappointment. I kind of thought you were going to give old Drew a new celebration every single week. How come there wasn't a new celebration every week?
I'm not that creative, man.
It hit
the media. Everyone was so proud of me. I'm like, dude, I can't up this. I'm not going to try. I'm just going to roll with it.
Yeah. Dude, there has to be like a throwing pig celebration, or, you know, you were tossing pigs or something. There's got to be something along those lines. By the way, why would you ever throw a hog or a pig? Why? Like, why?
We used to have pig wrestling. We'd get in a pen together, and people would, we'd go down to my grandparents' town. We'd take off our shirts, get on a trailer, and old farmers would bid on us. We had about 30 different teams of kids, and the farmers would bid on you to who they thought was going to pick up the grease pig and throw it in the barrel the quickest. And you'd have teams of three with a 240-pound pig. and then they get this corral that's like probably 10 feet by 10 feet. They muddy it up to where it's like 2 feet deep of mud. I grease up the pig, dip it in grease, and then have a greased up bucket, bucket in the middle of the tin, and the first one to throw it in.
Yeah. All right. Sounds a lot like the underwear weigh-ins at the combine, personally. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. It's some crazy stuff. Looking back on it now, I'm like, I'm not so sure if that's even legal nowadays. That's some sketchy stuff right there.
By the way, Dalton, that is exactly how Tyler grew up in Greenwood Village,
right,
doing
yeah.
the exact
yeah.
same thing at Cherry Creek High School.
That's right.
Yeah. Almost identical.
Right.
Very, very similar background.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Almost identical. Yeah. Dalton, we appreciate it, and we'll catch up with you during the off season. It's always great to talk to you.
Love it, man.
Awesome. Thank you, fellas. Go Broncos, man.
All right, you got it. Dalton Risner.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.